to the High Courts, a public objection to crime in international jurisdiction. January 4, 2022, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Janet Yellen are busily converting fiat dollar accounts into gold and silver-backed dollar accounts, using our money and other assets without our permission. This lawful conversion may be the right thing to do, but it is being done in the wrong way, which results in more fraud and invalidates the new monetary system they are trying to create from the moment of its birth. The fiat money they are exchanging was all private military and municipal corporation script that was unauthorized by the lawful representatives of the people of this country in the first place. They are trying to paper over this immense trespass and breach of trust, and make themselves out to be the heroes at our expense again, but no matter how much lipstick you apply to a pig, it is still a pig. Speaking as the lawful fiduciary for this country, we don't have an objection to returning to the gold standard nor to the general ideas espoused by Nizara/Jezara. What we object to are the frauds being committed in pursuit of these ends. In the first place, there is no federal republic for these men and women to return to. The American federal subcontractor failed in 1860 and cannot be restored absent reconstruction by the Federation of States. The only federal authority still standing and able to stand is the original Federation of States, which is now in session. In the second place, Angel Marcos has no authority in this matter at all. He is the son of Ferdinand Marcos, who was the attorney of Severino Staromano. Alleging that he has some inherited right or authority over the funds and assets of our trusts is ridiculous. That's like saying that the son of my father's lawyer inherited my estate and has control over my assets apparently by magic, because there is no authority for it otherwise. No valid statutory power of attorney is possible. In the third place, the people who donated these massive amounts of assets and who place these assets in trust as donors with the aim of benefiting this planet and everyone on it, are being bypassed and ignored instead of recognized and honored. The actual heirs of Severino are alive and all the grand poobas on the planet know that, because they sign off on it. Then the CIA got involved and messed things up and everything has been a spider web and endless delay of settlement ever since. It's not the fault of the donors that the relief wasn't received back in the 1960s. It is entirely the fault of the CIA and certain elements in the British and Israeli governments mucking things up and trying to commandeer funds that don't belong to them. In the fourth place, the same old dirty enslavement game is being played out and they are getting away with it unchallenged by those who are intent on giving our assets away and making themselves out to be good fellows at our expense. Let's go over general recipe again, the slave, master mix. 1. Entrap, coerce, scare, and bully people into contractual relationships that are undisclosed. 2. Make false claims in commerce against them. 3. Depend on the victim's ignorance to keep them confused and helpless. And now let's look at the current crime in progress, which is a specific example of the worldwide drama now being staged. All these injections are carrying patented payloads, and people are being 1. Deliberately scared, coerced, and bullied into taking these shots. The patent holders then have an excuse to claim that the injected people 2. are GMOs, genetically modified organisms. Having secured an ownership interest, the perpetrators can call these 3 people by a different name, transhumans, and then the perpetrators of these crimes can deny them all rights, benefits, and guarantees, even the right to live. Indemnified against any responsibility for the deaths of these innocents, the 4 vicious monsters stand ready to claim their estates. The slave masters win again. Even though slavery has been outlawed worldwide since 1926, the victims of this heinous criminality are left to enforce the public and international law, and when they do the public duty that the high courts are all obligated to provide, the victims are called vigilantes, dangerous extremists, and so on. Our government was not in session in 1895 and no sovereign state is eligible for bankruptcy protection. A fact that settles any confusion about which United States was bankrupt and who was, and still is, responsible for the debts. All of this is in flagrant violation of the public trust and all forms of law, even Roman civil law, now that the fraud is exposed and recognized. Whereupon the Sovereign Kingdom of Ethiopia and the Federation of States call upon the United Nations and the High Courts to return the purloined land jurisdiction assets to the rightful and lawful Federation of States and to recognize the current crimes in progress as a clear and present danger to the world economy and world peace. We cannot build a stable monetary system on more fraud and theft and glad-handing. Even less can we build a future built on continued deceit, stealthy murder, insurance fraud, and probate fraud using new technologies to establish repugnant ownership claims. The donors must come to the table and speak to the distribution of the assets, because they are the only ones with the right and the jurisdiction to do so. Not our employees. Not our subcontractors. And especially not subcontractors acting without a valid contract. We must reboot and rebuild with the proper authorities in place, or face the fact that fraud at the beginning will still be fraud at the end. We are forwarding an explanation of the situation with respect to the territorial citizenry provided as a petition by the Ethiopian government. As this 19-page document exposes, U.S. citizens have suffered personation as special purpose vehicles owned and operated by municipal transportation authorities. Although territorial U.S. citizens have not been our direct responsibility, they are now, because of the failure of both remaining federal corporations and the fact that all successor contracts thought to exist by a SUMPSIT have been denied. These territorial citizens are stateless without our rescue, and millions of Americans have been misidentified and put at risk as territorial U.S. citizens via undisclosed registration processes and related adhesion contracts, a fact that creates more urgency and more compelling reason to act now and provide international assistance and arbitration. There are those who might decry our efforts as causing more delay in providing much-needed relief and restoration, but delay is not our intent. We support the actual NESERA legislation and the original plan proposed by General Roy Schwarzinger and will do all in our power to see restitution delivered. We simply want it delivered in the right way with the correct authority. By Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary the United States of America.